you might ask. The Trilateral Commission with the Council on Foreign Relations. Did you ever hear of them? Well, neither did I. Until I noticed the chain coincidence. They have members on the boards of all the largest corporations. Not one detail has been left out. Am I right? Do you feel it?
Yes.
Do you know what Bobby Ray Inman was doing before he was running the Microelectronics and the Computer Tech Corporation?
What?
Well, guess.
He was an admiral in the Navy. Bobby Inman actually is a pretty good guy to have in charge of those things.
And toilet paper at the same time. You know it's true.
Yep.
It's all true.
You know it's true.
You remember how Governor White campaigned to get the MCC here? Do you know what their goal is?
Huh?
Well, Elvis did.
Elvis.
Intelligence.
Playing at T.I. Presents Zani on LBGT night.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. No. Sleep.
One and one does not equal two.
Three does not equal four.
Silicon Gulf.
Silicon Valley, Silicon Prairie, Silicon Mountains.
You better wake up.
Because it's 3 o'clock and it's time for...
It's late.
It's early and it's time for... It's really it's early late. And it's time for...
You got the CBS. And the
CIA.
You
got the DIA. And the NSA. It's time for.
I hope you get everything you need. Ready to
good old theme song. It was written for me by David Byrne. And the first draft of the song was even more amazing than this. He watered it down. For those of you who haven't heard this story, in the movie True Stories, the church scene was originally going to be the Church of the Subgenius from Dallas, Texas. But as the production wound on, people realized that it wasn't really, it was too distracting, shall we say. Subgenius took away from the story. Because you wanted to know about Bob. But it wasn't time. But it is time for the show now. So we'll play some nice Subdini music that will warm everyone's heart. And secret subliminal messages will happen in your brain. Because that's what they do, those Subdinis. It's a religious gathering. I'm puzzling.
Well, I hope you're happy with the what you made. In the little bit of me. And the home of the brave. I'm being
puzzling. Bob. By the miracle of recording.
I'm not very good at singing songs, but here's a try.
A little better make it quick, kiddo.
Your choice.
Ridiculous theory of evolution.
A little better make it quick, kiddo.
Your choice. Peace or annihilation.
One, two, three.
Bob.
inside out that way.
Apparently, Bob came and did something with all of them.
Praise Bob. Here.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lay your hands on the radio. Lay your hands on the radio there in the home. And we're going to look to God.
It's not a nightmare that's going to end. It's just beginning because it's inside me.
You have to love Bob. He loves you, Bob. You love Bob.
What happens if you don't love Bob?
If you don't love Bob?
He'll kill you.
What?
He'll Bob you out.
Right now, I will give you all my money.
Bob, Bob,
Bob, Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
Bob,
kicking and wearing on the inside.
Attention.
And every time you let it go like I'm doing right now, I can feel where. I know from 342 years of experience that time control can only go awry.
The Third World War might begin any minute. We'll all be killed. Why should we bother about giant turtles?
Yes, maybe you're right.
I know how much you love your turtle. But there are other things in life just as important, like having friends.
Our ancient legends did mention fire-eating turtles.
Segment between the concrete to absolute oblivious eternity, sweet Lord Bob. When we all act together as men, as people, we could distinguish ourselves and betray any other. As it was before time, but still within space, all who bow down and submit to their fractals.
My shorter per savior.
Percy, you, my shorter Percy, you, my shorter Percy, you, my shorter Percy, you.
Just like the sky, the sun, my slack goes on and on and on. Just like the sun, the sky, my slack goes on and on and on and on.
Praise God.
Like the sky, the sun, my slack goes on and on. Just like the sky, the sun, my slack goes on and on and on.
Praise Bob.
Radio operator, I want to bring you a piece of that green cheese for sure.
Shazam!
And I say it is possible for a giant lizard to have lived there for years without being seen.
Bunch of art critics, and we're looking for people who like to draw.
You are not safe.
I'll sue you for this. Come on,
superstitious, eh?
It's quite a joke.
I tried to frog.
Right, Bob? Bob?
Wait a minute. How did this happen? We're smarter than this.
Apparently not.
Apparently, Bob came and did something with all of us.
The drugs I took seemed to light up my brain.
The head. What about the head?
What about the scary
that evil head?
Yes.
That evil head.
There's no sign of woman.
Hello,
there's no sign of woman.
We're just laying low on Scary and hoping that
Wellman's gone.
Wellman's gone. But if we can just get the head inside that lead line vault, we'll be okay. Friends, beware that head.
Safe.
Hey, I left a little Wellman at home.
The bleeding head of Arnold Palmer rose slowly above the trap between the third and fourth greens down at Onion Creek Country Club and Golf Course. Slowly, like an over-enlarged fig, the bleeding head slowly rose at a gentle angle above the green, dripping blood. It hovered briefly over the sand trap, and then slowly ascended towards the constellation of Orion at an angle of about 44.325 degrees, like a shot off a shovel. There was no doubt that it was the head of Arnold Palmer. That moon-faced smile was unforgettable. The population of Southeast Austin went wild. They tore off their clothes, danced in the streets, and said, "The bloody head has come. The time is here. Take off your clothes and be somebody." The bloody head of Arnold Palmer was above such things. The bloody head of Arnold Palmer rose gently, buffeting itself slightly as it passed among some ancient pecan trees, and slowly, still, ever moving upwards, it wobbled slightly, spraying a small crescendo of blood, so to speak, on the people below it, healing two old ladies, and giving an old man a substantial gland rebuild. At 14 minutes after 9, the bleeding head was sighted on the forward control radar access plant at Bergstrom Air Force Base. Three interceptors were scrambled, one of which crashed on takeoff. They could find nothing. Radar was still tracking the head. The bloody head moved north, rocketed over Dallas to Fort Worth. The radar at Caswell Air Force Base gave subsequent indications that something large and wet was moving north-northeast while ascending still upwards towards the constellation of Orion. The bloody head moved on. 14 ex-virgins were rejuvenated in Lubbock as the head passed through.
Out of each other's marsupial pockets, boys. What?
That's right.
From PR News in Washington, I'm delayed by heavy snow. Pope Benedict XVI is instructing Irish Roman Catholic clergy to cooperate in the sex involving priests and children. The Vatican says Benedict does express profound sexual regret, this time at the Vancouver Olympics. On Wall Street, 15, 10, 2, 14, 21. Pope Benedict says this is PR.
PR News is Wad.
Three instead of three and a half.
President Obama says,
and this is only the tripling.
Astronauts killed 18 people and injured 71 others aboard the International Space Station. The astronauts need to encourage development of PR news from Washington.
Bye.
jail today, 'cause she quit her job. The solution, has it been purified? I brushed my teeth today just to see if I could feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. I brushed my teeth today just to see if I could feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. Listen all y'all, 'cause we're stepping hardcore. Listen all y'all, 'cause we're stepping hardcore. Listen all y'all, 'cause we're stepping hardcore. Don't break it, don't break it. This is a public service matter. Do you often brainstorm ideas for getting some cash as you empty logs of poo from your garden? Maybe you could benefit from smack. I mean, slack.
I had a dream, I saw it twice. It saved Earth of day or even chocolate night. Nicotine breeze at night. Represented sets of tunnels. I had a dream, I saw it twice. Saved Earth of day or even chocolate night. Nicotine breeze at night.
You know what time it is? It's streaming time.
Sub-beanies in space now. Sub-beanies are so stupid. Sub-beanies are in space. They are
between inner and outer. I mean,
Gary's
just the transition
mind.
Where we go from inner to outer. I guess it is.
A sub.
Wherever the barrier is,
and
that would then be
a kind of mind. He's Gary Kapokman. I was just thinking, I need to put all those on line as the. I have some old band that dare not speak its name at the Stone, and they're okay little tapes. And I was looking at Zug's Rift, who I just put on my favorite spot, an ancient Zug's Rift.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening here?
Something
Zug's
is happening
Rift.
On the board tonight. Strange stridulations by crickets. Been kicking the various dials and component parts on the board while we weren't looking. Taking them apart, bending them around. Stretching.
This song will make you commit suicide, yes. I'm sorry I take that responsibility.
The suicide man is going to call in tonight. He told me.
Yeah, I told you. I am appalled. Some of my clients have jumped the gun, I'm afraid.
Yes, they have.
I have a dilemma.
Who doesn't?
Are you on the horns of that dilemma?
Yeah, they're good.
Like tenterhooks?
My side a little there. About an inch of that.
We had a barking dog at your site there a little while. Is that what you said?
If I
breathe the wrong way, it kind of hurts. But anyway.
If you breathe away, it kind
of
hurts.
If I breathe the wrong way, this horn, the horn of my dilemma, it sticks into me. When I hold my breath, I can talk okay.
Oh, so, okay, I got you. That's kind of like...
Don't make me laugh or it'll really hurt.
All right, we won't make you laugh. We'll say sad things tonight. But if you cry, doesn't it hurt too?
Here we go, bam.
Don't you want to just maintain an even keel? Isn't that the main thing?
Well, I think when you got a horn going, a big sharp thing going at an inch or so into your side, you want to avoid the manic depression thing.
Right. You want that swing, that whole polar swing is something.
You can't afford to laugh when you're in this position.
Yeah.
Why must you suffer from an ingrown horn?
Well, he's in the horns of the dilemma.
I'm a dilemma, you see.
So you must divert the horn in its growth to go out instead of in.
Well, there's two of them going from both sides, so I don't have much maneuvering room, sir.
They may have a natural twist.
Don't make me laugh now. I can't.
In there.
Kill me.
Yes, laughter holding both his sides.
Anyway, I don't know what that
Schmidt, point bro.
Oh, well, now you've agitated Dr. Drummond. He's darting about the cabin here. Like
think of any reason.
Ping pong ball on steroids.
What? To what? Go to what? Next day? Go St. Stupid's Day?
Man.
Turning Man? No.
Sacred pilgrimage.
Personally, I cannot. But it's that doesn't mean anything. That's one person's
you've
sad
already
little
made
opinion.
Up your mind in advance that you're not going to go off on any such
I'm right on the
no,
edge.
I like the desert.
I went to I was part of camps last 2 years and people didn't show up and it was just half of the time I was there pounding things in like prisoners laboring.
Yeah, that is a problem when I mean because people do peel out.
Well, the big giant Burning Man event of the year is coming up, and if you go there and show your face, you'll be looked on favorably by the gods of Burning Man.
Oh, I sure will, but I'll probably camp by myself out in the periphery just.
Oh, well, walk in.
That's,
weirdo,
I think, the best
right?
way. That's also Bishop Joey's philosophy. I agree.
Like
I'd
the
like
nomads
the,
of the Howling
I don't know how
steps.
Possible that is today, but in
it
the
is
earliest
possible,
days,
but,
I would always take off and drive and drive and drive.
But
way
we
out
regret
the playa
it
just
because it occurred simultaneously.
Oh, way the heck out there. So maybe
with giant sandstorms that never let up and the fact that they made Burning Man twice as big as it was supposed to be. So it was not only super hard to get anywhere, but it took twice as long with a couple of shovels full of sand being thrown into your face with every step that you take.
That
you
did
know,
look
might
amazing.
It might be a bad idea to not spend any money and just park, like, go like 15 miles away. You'd see a little glow on the horizon at night.
Yeah, you
couldn't
can go
see
up
anything
to,
but a
I
wall of sand coming at you. And furthermore, your bicycle tires wouldn't work because of the drifts of sand everywhere. You know, you couldn't get a purchase.
You can go out to the frontage road, which is the highway that goes from Empire, oh, that's what I call it, the Empire to up to Winnemucca. And at one point, it goes that about 10, 15 miles in. It goes very close to the playa. You look down on where Burning Man is. And
only
even at that, just a few miles away, Burning Man is this
tiny transportation
dot.
I want to go out there when there's nothing else happening out there where I you know, I can...
A catastrophe.
If you go in the spring or the fall, it's amazing.
This block
why,
of historic ground.
Right now, there's snow on the ground and wild horses fly through because it's a high desert.
Now the staggered inhabitants of Black
No, no, these are wild horses.
Must fend for their very survival.
No, they have nothing to do with humans. Although, Justin Credible, who's been on the show many times, when she was 14, drove a truck with her father tied to the top through those wild horses. We're looking at a film of that now.
Drove with her feet? Was she driving with her feet?
She would haul ass through those horses, and all of the little horses would scatter, and then he would take pictures and sell them to National Geo. And
like
I've seen wild mules out there, and I've tried to reaching for those
he tried reaching for the stars.
Yes. We all do.
Reach
on the show.
Don't let us
for the sky.
Them. Reach.
All animals should be willing.
Get your hands up.
Mano Sariba.
They should step into the role willingly. And
Bobby's
praise, praise. Reach for the sky.
I guess dot Bobby.
Yes, reach for the stars. Nobody
other
can
aliens
keep you down.
Thoughts.
Boost her up and make her go.
Only you. Can put the muscle in your washer.
And you can put a little tussle in your muscle.
If you won't do. That is.
See that old bug crawling on
Suicide Man staying up so late tonight, way past his bedtime. But the other caller hasn't spoken at all here on KPFA.
Who's the other caller?
Yes, go ahead. Speak up.
Speak up.
Nothing. Zip.
You've got the floor.
That's a lurking caller.
Bashful, or maybe sleepy.
It's panic time.
Maybe they've committed suicide.
Yeah, that's your job, not theirs.
That's
come on now.
You're the only authorized suicide man on this call.
But of course, no man is an island.
Lost another one.
I'll have another butter rum martini, please.
It's sneezy season.
You can have a southern fried whiskey or a hot butter rum martini
because we
like
made
the
fun
rest of us are
we made fun of them.
Indulging in. Mine is...
They snuck away. Like the sniveling little cowardly dog that they were.
So I just hang out in this bar.
Their tail between their legs.
There's some kind of life out there.
Crying
in
like a little whimpering little poodle dog.
Yeah, more of that.
A little pink poodle dog with a tail between its legs.
Entirely different. Yes, simply to keep me in the pink of health, I must
imbibe this potation
periodically.
That's what it was. It's just if a little pink poodle.
Stimulate the circulation and the rotund rubicundity of the reddish...
Lady, why did you make your poodle pink? What was the point?
Don't take me back to that nightmarish scene.
Give that dog some dignity.
Where I was surrounded by hideous painted pink poodles in a
ghastly movie. Don't chop his hair off to make him cold in the wintertime and hot in the summer.
Well, you know that poodle is the most fiendishly intelligent of the canine.
Mm-hmm. They don't even shed. That's another cool thing about them.
They are genetically closer to the jackal than they are to the wolf. They are able to calculate cunningly, far and proud.
They're always thinking about food, too. Well, that is something they have in common.
Well, that's just a canine thing, you know. Canine Americans are always thinking of food.
They dream about food in all its various forms.
Well, I good food, bad food, stinky food. Some humans have been known to do that, too, but...
Vermin food, rodent food.
See, it need not be food for them, as long as it's in the food chain somewhere for them to want to roll in it.
That's right. For you to have food, it's going to be a very qualified circumstance. And yet for a dog to have food, it just has to smell like food.
Of a decaying
it could actually be non-organic material, but if it smells enough like food, they will eat it anyway.
Even feces are to a dog.
Yes, I've seen dogs snack on the cat feces because they're such an elegant delicacy.
Yes, well, they're not a delicate delicacy. Elegant as humans.
I remember that song, Cat Snack Feces, or something like that. Cat Snack Feces.
Well, there's no point in going on like this because it can give you a horrible disease. Yes? Doing anything unnatural,
consuming cat feces, horrible disease,
can give you a god awful disease that you would never have gotten if you hadn't given into the temptation to eat cat feces. So,
yes.
You know, it's like, all right, if you're going to be such an idiot, we have a special thing built into the program to take care of you.
But you're talking about our dog audience.
We are not going to let this genetic information.
You're talking about those listeners in our audience who are actually of the canine persuasion.
This is late night radio, Dr. Drummond, and I believe I still have some freedom of speech as an American my God-given opinion.
Well, that's true under certain circumstances, at least for this time of night. You have a cleaner slate, so to speak.
Yes, my slate has been recently
can reject certain foul, horrible
it
words
is, in if fact, absolutely
inscribed
barren,
improperly.
Without a single...
If
glimmer
these words
of
are properly covered up with the right colored chalk,
loneliness and
you could a word that would divest itself of the writing surface almost instantly,
terrifyingly,
rejecting you, the writer, as well as the previously mentioned
lost,
potential listener.
Irrevocably, irretrievably lost.
Picture is worth a thousand
it's
words.
It's crazy out here in space.
And this is your life-sized framed oil portrait for only $9.95 here on the show.
Frederick Remington Reproduction. And here in outer space, in the Golden West.
From your snapshot to
space
the
space buffalo motion. Galloping in slow motion.
Rendered by the finest artists in America.
Great rift in the Milky Way galaxy.
Your snapshot becomes this beautiful life-size portrait for only $9.95.
All the tribes.
You choose the most famous artist style that you want.
Coming off the reservation.
And our mostest famousest artists
will
then render your portrait in loving color. Beautifully framed. This portrait will follow you around forever.
Oh, yes,
restoring
framed,
your soul.
And preconceived, tied up
now,
neatly with a
and at your door we shall deliver it
packaged
with our special
cellophane.
Scotsman delivery method
with delicious candy treats on the side as a special bonus
for $9.95. Act now and don't miss this once in a lifetime offer. Once in your lifetime.
No, nobody would really mind getting one of those things. I think it's a sure bet if you have to make up to somebody in a hurry. You go out and get one of these huge, ostentatious, ridiculous, dowdy, candy-filled, artificial flower stuffed... Oh, is my microphone on?
Yes, yes, your microphone is on, and you have the audience in the rapt attention.
Now, what?
It's probably the headlock that does it.
Oh, really? Headlock, the demolisher?
He's going to be at the defenestration.
He's the hammer, they call him. Well, you said you saw...
Because I just spent, well, I can even show it to you, but I just spent hours and hours looking at the day of the defenestration. I forgot how many cool things there were, the clock and a bunch of couches, and I don't think any of that stuff's there now.
Oh, are you sure?
Some of it's there. Oh, yeah, I'm saying some of it.
I saw some of it in
the clock is not there, and there were some couches, and they've all been yanked. I forgot how long it's been.
It has been quite a while.
It was made to last a year, and it's lasted 13
years. And now it's the Save Defenestration movement.
Yeah, and I was just looking at a videotape you sent me with that inaugural effort.
The creepy... feeling of being in an abandoned, condemned
building. Hey, don't forget, there's this thing going on today that you're not supposed to forget about here.
Don't forget to remember that
people are walking out all over California today because they're just tired of things.
They're tired of knowing
mass mobilizations and walkouts everywhere.
That's right, in solidarity to protest the decertification of the university system in the state of California.
And not just that, it's just they're just protesting. It's a collective protest, but yeah, decertifying the university.
Shouting their barbaric yawn.
That's just wrong. That's just plain wrong.
It sure is.
And also, the government
America
of California declared
America is not the beautiful.
This last week, cuss-free week, where you weren't allowed to use cuss words
at the school,
anywhere in California.
Yeah, our time is over, folks.
Cuss
we'll
word week, but I think it's over. Yes, I think we can swear a blue
now.
Streak. Speak. Oaths of hideous.
Everybody has to drop one of the seven deadly words.
Terrible torrent. Of,
it just means a shift.
Glossolalia.
Our old pals,
malediction flowing
after
in
World War II.
Offensive cloud.
Everybody loses their
plume
kingdom
of obscenity.
Yeah, we lost our kingdom.
Yeah. But those of us of a certain age were alive during that kingdom. We can remember when the good
times. We returned to our places.
We remember that
kingdoms.
There we go.
Just like our British brothers remembered what it was like to
with an alien
dominate the
people
world,
clutching their gods.
Or anybody, name anybody. Everybody dominated the world they see for a little while.
Now, what kingdom are you referring to? Are you referring to George the Sixth, the old king?
What? No, I'm actually referring historically to any old
king.
See,
I was born
he was talking about
in his
any,
reign.
About how one giant thing relates to another giant thing in historical context, Dr. Howell.
And if a flutterby bashes his wings in Sudamerica, Germany, bells ring out the
yes,
more
yes, but I think he was also
here.
Making a comment about the transitional aspect of
what
dominant cultures.
Earth?
Weren't you making that? Weren't you implying
a
comment about the transitional aspect of dominant
here?
Cultures, and that when that culture is dominant, it doesn't really think of itself as passing.
It stopped.
It always wants.
Oh, then is it loading?
It never sees the beginning and the end. It always has this longing for what it was like at a certain stage.
One can't see the immediate future.
But I just sent this to Circus Boy, and he said it was well timed because he's undergoing great stress and strain in his life. And
well, I was going to ask you about Circus Boy. How is it that you ran into him?
On the Facebook. He called me.
It certainly takes one back.
Actually, I ran into him here, though, at somewhere around December or something, I think.
Man, that's great.
That Hernan Cortez.
Your Circus Boy and John Law and Vanessa and Warrior Girl.
Oh, they're all messing around.
They're
Action
all...
Girl or whatever. Yeah, there she goes.
And look at how much furniture there is. Next time you go look at the building, there's much less furniture, and there's that beautiful clock has been... You know,
yeah.
I think they're inside being restored, but it's
they
expensive
are.
Work.
Could be, but the building itself was recently condemned. They did decide what they were going to do with it, but I don't know what the deal is. You know,
I was hoping we could go wander around the building, because it's fun in there. It's a big old naked building.
As
just
long
support
as your
posts and,
feet don't go crashing through the last.
No, the floors and everything are still. Everything's. It, many of the walls and the. But
look
all
at the
windows,
giant
everything is.
Spider web.
That's there. Nice.
Is it reloading and it's all.
You must be inside some kind of state of mind that only. Only great artists can enter. They have to have achieved this level of execution satisfaction.
That obsolete term, undercranked. It's everything.
Only the greatest artists can.
Yeah, I sped them up to give it exactly that. To give it a comic and fast look. Uh-huh. Also, because it goes on forever, that aerial art stuff can.
Yeah. Well, tell me about it. Don't you remember I was in the cherry picking?
It can be really slow.
It takes a while to rig that stuff. You don't want to just waste. It. You want to go ahead and there. Maximize your usage of it once you actually get it all rigged.
Significant evolution.
And this shotgun
is so much
Winchester
that is you're running
59.
Around. You're running around and doing stuff, and in the real time tape, you see people like Circus Boy. They've got a lateral rope. You know, here's the wall, and an up and down rope. And sometimes you have to, you know, in real life, you go click and you're free. But you know, I'm going and looking at everybody. And there's like.
Yeah.
You know, so that stuff happens, and also it's huge areas, and everybody's trying to be safe. And it's aerial dance, unless some of it's amazing. So I collapse the time.
This is good move. This is good music you got going here too with it. This is new from Outboard Marine.
There we go.
Chainsaw Mania.
Action.
From Outdoor Marine, 300 yards, dead center ahead. Here, ship that.
And it's almost time for St. Stupid's Day, almost time for X Day, almost time there was something else, some other day. Burning Man Day, which Suicide Man was just talking about.
Yeah, Suicide Man is always
party
there.
Thing?
Yeah, he can't not go.
He can't not go.
That's like
he
us can, not doing
they
shows.
Had the last
although I remember he said
party ever. That it's now finished for good. No more a non-salon.
You know, the other thing is the wonderful Columbarium musical tasty thing I just heard. That place has been bought by new people who think that's a horrible thing to do and would never do that.
By the Columbarium?
So, tell me that. Yeah, the Columbarium, that wonderful show. What's it called? Every year? I forget what it's actually
where they
called.
Had the obscure, weird music festival in amongst the... And they don't think that's the right thing to do with all those people's memories and stuff.
Yeah.
Having people walking around having a party in there.
Their memories would be hurt.
Yeah.
The
memories of the dead people are hurt by the sound of that horrible music.
Isn't that funny? And you and I expect to be able to use the place. That's how jaded and artistic we are. It's like, can we use your funeral place for our art?
But who bought it?
No.
Who's going to use it?
Somebody bought it, and somebody can't use it anymore because now artists are not allowed on the property.
Yes, but what are they going to
those
do?
Those artists,
the
they always mess stuff up.
They will escort
the
you off
ashes
the property.
Of their fathers.
They will mess stuff up for everybody.
Yeah, we were having a nice dead people place, and now look.
Sharpster plunked down a couple of
millions
and could sell the ashes of the dead.
Yeah, I wonder what happened. I bet somebody defiled one of those urns.
Oh, this is sounding
with
worse
their
by
bad
the moment.
Thoughts?
Huh?
Now just with bad thoughts?
With bad thoughts or anything beyond bad thoughts?
Yeah, because here are the angels of Mr. and Mrs. Sharpley. And then way back here in our world, somebody went, look. And they went, and their little souls couldn't go anywhere.
They couldn't fly. They couldn't fly. Their angel wings just wouldn't flap as hard. They got to start shrinking. Their
wings
shrank.
Feathers flying out.
Their wings were shrinking, and they were flapping harder and harder. But little mom and pop,
just because
somebody or other were getting fatter and fatter, and they were falling down towards hell. That's what happened. See, that's what really happened. Some people actually fell far enough down to enter hell. And they formerly were. That's what happened. So people went there to have fun time with music and all, and then the next thing you know, somebody's grandparents are in hell.
Oh, darn. What happened?
You know,
this wasn't supposed
to
happen.
Have a good time and.
Grandma.
Next thing you know, your ancestors are in hell.
Just because some punk,
looked
at your urn and went like this.
I know.
He laughed at your urn.
Yeah.
Shows how
he laughed at your urn and that sent your grandparents to hell.
Yeah.
And that is really
damn. What a low life.
I hate that when that happens.
Bye, Grandma.
So does she. Listen, she's crying.
They're really hollering down there.
Yeah. It's a bad thing all around.
No control over this, Grandma.
When somebody you don't even know is fooling around your
somebody that wasn't
your
even
ancestors
born when you were doing the best things in your life.
They're making fun of the
and this person wasn't even born yet. Doesn't even know who the Beatles were.
No.
Or Kennedy.
And
or
they're
who,
making fun of your book-shaped urn that your grandparents spent thousands of dollars on.
I go to the elevator one day many, many years ago, back when I used to go photographing there, and I'm standing at the elevator, and they're looking at the book-shaped urn right here. There are people with the exact same name as mine.
Bump, bump.
Is that me in there?
Is that me? And this is not me here. Somebody else.
Twilight Zone. Yeah, exactly.
What did I do? This is the not
look,
the wonderful
caller,
world of bowling that I
the
remember.
The caller is going to rescue me. Caller, what do I do? I'm in the Twilight Zone show world.
Sensation you might feel. Hey, look, it's good. It's me. I'm dead, and yet I'm obviously in a state of
caller, that's your
cue.
That's your cue. We'll wait.
Holding up the show.
Have that caller just can't pick up his shoes. And as for Michael Pepe, forget it.
Hey, can I have borrow your finger?
Whistling
file?
While you're walking past
can
the graveyard.
Can I borrow your finger?
I'm going
pull my finger
lobby
and
yeah, I need
scare
to,
those spirits.
I have my fingernail pairings to dump into an ashtray or something.
Oh, we should probably, while we're born, tell people what station they're listening
to. Oh, yeah. We're
that would be KPFA. 94.1 FM on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF. In Fresno.
And what's the numbers that go
fungus
along with those other two?
Covered.
KPFB.
94.1 or 89.3. KPFA.org.
But don't forget
KFCF.
In beautiful Fresno.
And fog enshrouded, fungus covered Fresno.
Well, yes. How peaceful.
And then Chi-Chi told Fuzzy,
Prince of Light, his name of peace upon the earth.
So I don't think we'll get to go in the dead building.
No, they'll have security goons surrounding.
What is the? Where's this
the
gallery?
Armed guards.
Gallery 1006 and Howard.
That gallery must be in the building, or
yeah, I'm guessing maybe did they. You know what I bet they did is it'll be the first floor. Or something will be a temporary giant gallery of all the stuff they're restoring.
Nearby, you know,
there's an ominous dread in the air.
Very thorough about
yeah, it's the violins.
He makes them in accordance with the city. He's got the.
If you could harness the power of those elbows as they play that music, think about it. Think of how much energy we could save.
Like
we could refocus
it. Building those sensors into tennis shoes. The power of walking. People have been looking at for some time how to recover. Some
the power
herbs
of
from
walking.
Just, to at least power like a Walkman.
The power of power walking.
You gotta walk.
I think by many years from now, all this stuff will be so
not
much
just
will be
that
going on with the, our.
I think once
just,
the thing they figure out how to harness wave power is the real one there.
But he who controls magnetism can
harness wave power in a predictable way. Well, some of those waves have been doing the same thing for you.
Would that be particles?
As long as people know about.
Because I have false intimate knowledge of a project that I thought they were doing a test version of here, where they put a wave generator, I mean a power generator under, you know, using waves under, say, the Golden Gate, so it pulls in and out,
right.
Pulls in and out, and
it's a passive way to generate a huge amount.
But I heard they found it wasn't practical or didn't work or something like that.
It's because they're too dumb to know how to do it right now. It's going to take a little bit more smarter thinking for a while.
I'm glad we solved that one. Let's go.
Yeah.
What other talking
Gavin
points?
Gavin Newsom's pet project is to create.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, because I have relatives who worked on one that was supposed to go from some water into Lebanon.
Yeah, you're talking
and,
right now, and I'm taping you.
Irrigating
right
the desert.
And the other, and the people actually who are paying for that, a lot of them for the Arab Emirates. And then when the big squeezy money thing happened, a lot of those projects just were put on hold because even the ultra rich had to shift stuff around to remain the ultra rich.
Yeah. Taste and health.
You gotta
living in perfect.
You gotta
home.
Move over here and you gotta do over there and
explore the flavorful mystery.
Gotta flow around like little sand in a
many
bucket.
Colorful varieties.
Is this for tweeters?
Of radio.
Is this going out over the hair?
Here on the Puzzling Evidence Radio.
How
show.
Easy would it be to do that? From here to say you're to a I guess it'd be a terrible, terrible picture.
Sure.
But it'd be funny. Just get it on the... Actually, I've always wanted to kind of have a mobile camera going online, showing us now. But the stationary thing, I think, is available. And it's stupid. Why would you want to watch any of that?
It's strange to try to second-guess why anyone would watch anything.
Then you press a button, and then you do this.
Some of it simply comes under the rubric of random encounter. As one shiftlessly surfs between channels looking for some diversion. And so...
I'm going to look at those car crashes again.
One finding that one particular thing which one idly happens upon is nonetheless that particular contact which is desired by the advertiser.
Two suns are coming up.
Up comes...
What planet are we on?
Mithra's glorious...
All right, so end of take two. Dr. Kleiner owns Earth.
Greetings, friends. I want to tell everyone in City 17 that
we've
got to
turn the Dr. Kleiner connection into some Twitter.
Get out of here.
Ask Dr. Kleiner, which goes on to a huge success.
Sexually suppressive field that was turned on under the combine has now been turned off, so you might want to try to get busy. Just a tip of the hat in a week from your friend, Dr. Izzy Kleiner.
I know, that's so
cool. And has anybody seen my
all the taping stuff, but it's now in a
concern
in your
about
pocket.
Her welfare.
And it's instantaneous.
Answers to the name Lamar. Well, I guess I've taken up about enough of your time, so farewell. I'll contact you again at the same time when we next meet.
Video is on remote server and has been copied to your clipboard.
Now with 30 years
of experience... Oh, that's the clipboard that Dr. Kleiner's walking around with?
I'm building my own distribution.
Yeah, that's the same one.
The same clipboard.
It's copied to my clipboard now.
Prohibition era vintner.
So there it is, and the world knows now.
Well, how did we get into Dr. Kleiner's previous life?
How did we get into
pre-runner?
Who cared about Dr. Kleiner in a previous life? We don't care about him in this life, and now we got to know about his previous life.
Exactly, we got Dr. Kleiner in kindergarten.
Why don't we hear about Dr. Kleiner's cousin?
Such as corn, beans, and tomatoes.
Cornpone Jones, the one that lived up in Nebraska, and he just farmed all year.
Rustling and overflowing.
He farmed for like 60 years doing the same type of farming.
The ambulatory.
He's infinitely interesting.
Deadly sting.
Oh, that farm life, farm living, that's the life. Right,
and
Dr. Howe?
Spreading out so far and wide, you can take Manhattan. Just give me
leave
that.
Leave no scrap behind, Dr. Howe, isn't that right? Not a single scrap.
Well,
larrapin' up that good gravy. If there's any gravy left, you got to larrap down on it.
A little gravy there for the colonel. No, but seriously, I've got to tell you, it's not all Skittles and beer. Not all fricasseed frogs and eel pie. There is a real solid human cost to it all. But,
so there it is. You can watch that video now. It's live.
Yes, and get my special course in success and sex.
It's a boring video.
With the
we didn't say it was going to be interesting. We only went for the immediacy to see that we could actually do it.
That's why I'd never want to have
number
a live feed
at the bottom
show.
Of your screen.
Anchored
it had nothing to do.
But if you have
it's
a mobile
totally
feed, that'd be interesting
boring.
For over 28
and
seconds.
And now here's where, see, it goes doink, and then Philo stops abruptly, and it turns out that the headphones were almost yanked off his head at that scene where he went around the corner there and took a picture of a speaker for about 10 seconds. Then a speak picture of a wall, a black wall. So that it was really highly interesting. Interspersing between pictures of black walls and people talking on microphones is so, so good. People talk about how astonishing this could be in some future generation when they've forgotten about how boring we were in these days. How infinitely interesting we thought we were.
And I assure you.
I got to do that again today. Somebody said, well, what is your show about? And I said, oh, we all think we're the coolest guys on the planet. And we'll just go and talk about how cool we are.
Yeah.
And she laughed and laughed.
She did?
Stay up. Yeah, he works in a Starbucks.
Sure, she'll stay up.
We're probably in our last hour when you're just getting up tuning these cappuccino machines.
Yeah, she's tuning up the cappuccino.
I hope you're listening right now to the show, young lady, because
automatic pilot.
Because
you didn't even know who Fireside Theater was, or Monty Python.
Oh.
I felt so old.
Yeah, that's when you know you're old.
Monty Python?
It's we're at that place now where nobody knows who Monty Python is.
Wow, but it's on TV still. It's on all the time. They got him. You know, some are just incredibly obtuse and stupid, but don't think they all are. There's this enormous overpopulation.
But there is, you know, where's Pedro's buddies? I bet they don't know about those guys.
Well, maybe.
If you ask them about Fireside Theater, you think they're going to know?
Oh,
really?
No,
really?
So sure.
Really?
Nope.
Yes, pre-leap parade publicity
pre-leap.
Began.
Right now they're laughing and shaking their heads in the car thinking.
So they've already flown the coop, huh? Taken off to go back to...
They're headed back up to the northern land.
Yeah, but it's 10 minutes from now.
Ask Wotan for $20.
The northern land.
See, if I turn up the music, they drive really fast. Their Toyota goes out of control.
Better not do it.
Well, why not? That's what I'd say.
Even after fixed at the factory,
I don't want them
still
to die and crash.
Suddenly,
not while you're listening
speeds
to the show,
at enormous velocity, and then it won't stop.
Scary soundtrack instead.
Oh, how terrifying!
Like, there's a cloud of bees following their.
That's
car.
What happened.
Yeah, that's the problem. Those bees, if they catch up, there could be some
standing. Whatever. I said
that's only
radio.
A problem if you don't like to eat bees.
No, they're not to eat.
If you like to eat bees, well, that could be.
What about the
serendipity?
Honey? Not the bees, the honey. Hey,
oh, Honey West.
Well, her too, with her Jaguar.
Honey West.
Honey West carried a 38, and I always thought she could carry like a PKP or something really sexy and
32
tiny.
Or so.
Because a 38 seemed like a big and
that's
old fashioned gun.
A giant cannon. Why did this.
But it's
an
old person stopper.
That was an
it's definitely a person stopper.
It is. And
as opposed to some of those smaller calibers.
I think it was chosen because it had that Mickey Spillane kind of feel to it. Where she's this. Gorgeous dame in a sheath dress.
Yeah, you expect her to pull out a little special kind of a derringer, you know.
Special Ferrari bullets that stop him with poison or something.
Yeah, she doesn't need
more sophisticated
stopping power of a 38, you know, police special.
Because at the same time, it was what Man from U.N.C.L.E. is on, so everybody's full of exotic weapons and triangular badges and...
And they just didn't have enough money in the gun budget for her.
I think it's more like the people who write that are coming out of an old L.A.
She was a detective.
Yeah, in L.A.
And so she wasn't really, you know, a spy or something.
She was a gumshoe, yeah.
She was actually a detective.
Yeah.
Ran a detective agency.
Except she had a snazzy sports car, so she didn't get too much gum on her shoes.
But, I mean, she was one of those people that danced next to the law and not really in the law.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember.
And used her charm, too.
Did she have the cops come down on her, you know, the way...
Yeah, she did have a cop, like her cop nemesis regular character.
Yeah, they were outside the law, so they could do stuff the cops couldn't do. So there's a give and take to it. There's a symbiotic relationship. No, everybody... That's why things like JFK murders are so difficult to solve. Is everybody has give and take, and all that gets lost in history. You never see.
I've got like season one of the Honey West TV series.
Do you really?
If you guys ever want to watch it?
Yeah, I'd like to see.
Yeah, we got
to
do that at a.
I want to see your car. I don't remember any of those details.
Yeah, and John Erickson.
Because you know what?
John Erickson was her. John Erickson was her like
Sunset Strip.
Oh, 77 Sunset.
The guy who was in Moonlighting with Cybill Shepherd, you know, who went on to become a big star, Bruce Willis.
Yes, I know him.
Well, this John Erickson was that analogous character to Honey West. Her, you know, confidant,
her
strong
male
arm
sidekick.
Guy. Her male sidekick, who was her strong arm, obedient, subservient, strong arm guy.
Yeah, most Western males, the position most Western males watching the show wanted.
Yeah, they'd want to get beaten down by Honey West.
No, just have to run around and do her stuff.
And then have her stomp on her chest with spiked heels on.
Did a whole idea come from that comic strip, Modesty Blaze, in the 60s, remember?
Yeah, I remember Modesty Blaze.
Fetching brunette with
a... There was even a Modesty Blaze movie that came out.
Yeah, they made a movie, but she's a spy and so on, but her, you know, it's like she, her boyfriend is like her sidekick or something like that. It's all about her.
Yeah, when I was a little boy,
it is all about her.
I was
reading
Barbarella.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, sorry.
There's one in Russia that's a giant Barbarella. She's huge.
Guys come in here and they start jostling us around.
That's just my mind. Those are the two lobes of my mind wrestling.
Well, Dylan.
I thought they were two puppies in a sack fighting over each other.
That could be two.
There we go. They're so small. But maybe if we magnify them.
Like we can make them bigger.
Like the Monsanto ride, remember that?
Yeah.
Little teeniness.
That was in Disneyland.
And then you come back up, and the eye is looking at you through the thing. All right, it looks
I don't remember the Monsanto ride at Disney World.
Yeah, it was the one of the free
rides.
You are
shrinking to the size of an atom.
It was one of the cheesy little cheap free rides in the 60s, 70s, maybe.
There are no free rides.
You know what? I really like this rocket to the moon.
The GE theater that moved, the whole stage moved around.
That thing is still there. The moving theater is still there. They redo it every so many years.
How cool.
But it still has a technology base, and I think it's still sponsored by GE, you know.
That's great.
The universe of technology.
It's like B-52s. All the B-52s that exist now look like the old ones, but there's not one molecule of metal that's the same. It's all been replaced so many times.
Yeah.
That it's just all sort of new metal. Even though,
but it's
somewhere in there
shape.
Is a soul of a thing that has been.
That's sort of like the way that I hope they can do my body when I get to be about 75 or 80. I can just put on some new parts.
There's Philo running with his new body.
It's the only thing left is Philo's brain and his nose and a couple of his ears, part of his side of his face.
And he requested they keep the glasses.
Yeah, he kept his glasses.
He's just running it.
He doesn't have perfect eyes. Or maybe he just got plain glass glasses.
Well, what happens is a lot of people think that keeping things like glasses and toupees keeps our humanity. That's really where our humanity is. So even though we're all fake, it's like the original toupee. Yeah. So it's probably him.
So you keep the fake part of your fake fakeness to make you seem more real.
In the future. Only in the future. Not
your
right
fake
now.
Fakeness is then become more humanized by your real fakeness.
Are you taking notes, everybody? These are church secrets.
That's so good, so pure, and so clean.
That's my future. Oh, I even heard my... I went over to see Lies one day. I was feeling bad. Then Lies pulled out some frog. And I said,
Now I can stop hating the world.
Now I can stop hating myself and start hating the world again. Yeah. Hating the world instead. And then Stang used it again in a speech recently. But now I've been downgraded to a friend said.
Hearsay evidence.
Man, I think the nitrous just wore off.
Nitrous of the living dead.
That was funny. One of the Dr. Howells, two well-known young ladies in the social scene of San Francisco, came to the show. It was at the darkroom and did church air the entire time.
When was that?
That was when the run was at the darkroom.
Somebody did church air.
Last year.
Someone did the entire show.
Including puzzling evidence. They're doing an enormous
You have to do that. That makes you feel like you're part of the show when you do that.
Exactly.
He was on stage doing it.
Well, it's just funny. I had to seize the moment. It seemed like the right thing to do, and it turned into a lot of fun. Because the self-same people I was just talking about were then now fighting over the church air themselves. Because they thought somehow I would do all of the church air myself in 3 minutes.
I one of those guys?
No, this
you
is...
You were not there.
Oh. Yeah, it was the last doctor...
But I do remember fighting over you in that capacity at some point in time in the past.
Yeah, I was just looking at those. Doc Stock, Big Head, Doc Stock, 81.
You got some video from that?
Yeah.
Really,
it's
video?
A copy of Ivan Stang's Major.
Mom's video machine that was like... You had this giant thing you had to hang on your side while you carried this giant camera, and there was a big cable connecting.
I remember just being so thrilled, you know, because it was like, you have a videotape recorder.
Do you remember when the luxury of a videotape recorder in those days was having a lackey who would carry the heavy half of it for you while you carried just the heavy camera?
No, I just remember Guy's wallet. Remember Guy's poor wallet with the... He was
like it got lost or chewed up by a dog or something.
He was his whole mind was taken over by something in a lawn chair in which he sat for many hours.
Yeah.
And while he was doing it, the dog pulled his nice leather wallet out of his pocket.
Chewed it up. Yeah.
And spread it out over Arkansas.
Yeah, I remember that.
Great moments. Yeah, and that stupid.
Hey, I found a tape from Guy. That one that you brought over that didn't have any markings on it and had been peed on by a cat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I cleaned that off and played it. It's a tape from Guy. Cool. To you.
Yeah.
An old, old tape. He's wandering around the state capital of Texas.
Right. And goes on forever.
Yeah, it goes on for a long, long time.
And in his apartment.
And you see more about the balustrades of the capital of Texas.
And the pool upstairs.
That you ever, ever wanted to know about. The woody knurl on the balustrades of the top of the lintels on the capital of Texas stateroom.
You know the story of the knurl?
The knurl on the balustrades, fake fleur-de-lis.
Well,
wooden carved fleur-de-lis.
He did turn me on to I think it's 25 cents a pancake at the state capitol, which you get to look at on that tape of a lot.
Yeah.
There's a place downstairs.
Dolby Hall.
Is that?
There's a
mess hall downstairs for the senators and congressmen and stuff that we would go eat at in the morning because it had.
You know, in Texas,
this big for 25 cents.
In Texas, there was like, you know, that's why some of those guys run for Senate is so they can get those pancakes.
I would be there running for office every year.
There's guys that have been in the Senate for like, or been congressmen for 25, 30 years just so they can get those pancakes.
Years.
Don't even ask them about what laws they've worked on or passed. It's always been about the pancakes to them, you know?
Pancakes.
25-cent pancakes. A guy will do a lot to ensure that he has easy access to 25-cent pancakes forever.
Forever for life.
But what if his metabolism changes? And
he gets some eggs thrown in there. They also have like 50-cent eggs. Get a big old spoonful dollop of
the other thing, folks, is that if you go
scrambled
in the,
eggs.
Into the giant room of deliberations. There's two houses.
Mm-hmm.
But in the main house, giant, giant paintings of one, I think it's of the Alamo, and the others of
Stephen F. Austin and
the San Ysidro, the little massacre.
San Jacinto.
Yeah. Giant paintings, like the size of my mind.
Or as we say in Texas, San Jacinto.
And
we don't say San Jacinto.
Many years ago,
we say San Jacinto. That's why we won our independence from Mexico.
From
so we could talk Texican.
There was a show like during the Reagan era or afterwards politics are really done in America, and they sent camera crews after like four different senators. Honolulu was one, I remember.
First president,
but those two were the fascinating ones. The one in Honolulu and the one in Texas were the best. There was a major domo of tower, I think, that is sent off to make sure a law is passed that has been in the Democratic House have been working on getting this thing passed for 46 years.
Yeah.
And so Tower turns to his guy and says, I want this done this year. So the whole, 3 hours of that Channel 9 thing was that guy chasing down those votes, going to the hospital, you know.
I want this done this year.
You will vote this way. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, John Tower.
They hung a wireless on him and all the deals and the bathrooms and everything there. Just, it was amazing. It was really neat. Made me want to go into politics. It looked like a lot of fun.
Well, John Tower was a very powerful individual for a while there, that's for sure.
Yeah, everybody gets their time.
And his daughter lived across the street from me in Dallas.
On Munger.
On Merrimack.
Yeah. I just love Munger.
We were in like one of those neighborhoods where people were buying and then fixing them up, bringing contractors in to fix them up and stuff, and gentrifying the neighborhood. And she had a really nice one across the street from us, and Penny Tower. And she was very attractive.
Penny Tower, sure.
Also very diminutive, much like her father.
Diminutive,
you say? Yes. Yeah. It was an interesting thing about John Tower. He sounded like a really John Tower. But when you saw him, he was only like 5'6" or 5'4", even shorter than that probably. To check on that, he was very diminutive gentleman. And yet he was very big.
But he had a giant effect.
Yeah,
he was one of those kind that, you know, he had his plenty of enemies, that's for sure.
Well, that's part of the price of getting to be any of those guys. I mean, at the end of your life, was he...
Politicians.
Did he die quietly at home, or was, am I thinking the propeller came off his plane? Am I thinking of the right tower?
It's, no, he had some alcohol problems, remember? And maybe...
Man, I don't. I remember how powerful he was. He had all the bills, but I don't remember his life or anything.
Yeah, he had some personal issues and related to alcohol, I believe.
Well, it's hard to pass it up.
Oh, there goes.
Guy died in 91. He was the first Republican senator from Texas since, like, ancient times.
Yeah, Egyptian times.
Yeah.
The Indians never voted any Republicans into to Washington. Yeah, interesting history. That.
Since Reconstruction.
Three Roads to the Alamo is a book I recommend for a lot of fun for folks that don't know that history, where it was about Bowie and Travis and Boone. No, not Boone. He didn't do it. Travis, Bowie, and I forget. Houston. Nope, he didn't do it. This is the scary part of the show.
Oh, yeah, what you remember was that he and his daughter, Mary Ann, were killed along with 21 other people in the crash of the Atlantic Southeast Airlines.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
On approach for landing at Brunswick, Georgia, the crash was due to propeller control failure. Also killed in the crash was astronaut Sonny Carter.
Coincidence or conspiracy?
It just seems so sad when
I think it's a conspiracy.
Like a little part fails and all of a sudden everything's just over. And you're so close to landing. You're so close to home. Yeah, that was just... We lost a Willie that way in Da Nang at one point. And just so, so close.
Were you there when it crashed?
No. No, but it went down and rolled across the runway and broke into millions of pieces. And my favorite is one guy down back at Station 13. And we're back in the rear of these old slow-moving aircraft. You had a pretty good chance of making it.
Mm.
So he's back in like Station 23 or 24 or something, and the whole tail comes to rest. And he unbuckles his seatbelt and runs out, just as running, you know, just to get away from the horrible moment. And is killed by the fire engine that's running to the scene.
Wow!
It's like, no, God wants you now.
That reminds me of, like, the Final Destination movies. Did you ever see any of those?
Yeah.
Those are hilarious.
They are. It's like,
I love them.
I bought one of those expecting... I thought I was getting that. Remember the animation Final Fantasy?
Final Fantasy.
Yeah, Final
the
Fantasy.
Spirits within.
You know, I was looking at it. It was like in a sale thing. Oh, good. I'll get that.
Right.
And I got it home. I put it in. It was like in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I thought, kill them. They just commercialize, kill them. It's
great. Commercialized, kill them. And it's like... It's wonderful because, you know, fate gets personal in those things, and fate is like chasing these people down with accidents wherever fate can reach in the environment, like, for something to kill them with. They're running away from it, you know, and the water is shooting towards them, and the electrical poles are falling, and lightning is coming from the sky, and the winds are blowing. Everything is wrong, you know. They can't get away from it.
You can't, but you keep trying.
You've been living on borrowed time for way too long. You're gonna get it.
Well, see, I'm in my mind, I'm on the radio, and I'm talking to people, but in reality, I know I'm just running ahead of the end of the world. I'm just
we always
running
do
as
that.
Fast I can, as I can.
This year, I'm going to drive towards it.
It's just so sad that I'm such a great guy. I face it. You know, I admit it.
In July, I'm going to drive for like six or 7 days.
Wow.
Across the country.
Wow. Cool.
Road trip, eh?
That's until why we I play get, the inspirational music.
And that's when That'll I get to Sherman, New York.
Look, it's sunrise
in X
Sherman.
Day, and Dr. Howe will be there, I'm sure. He's there every year.
And who else is
Maybe you'll be there this year.
Maybe. And who else is playing music? Who else is there?
The amino acids will be there. They're always there. And several jam bands. I believe, I think David Allen, University of Errors is going to be there this year.
Cool.
You remember him, right?
That's very interesting that you should know that.
Yeah.
See, it howls like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should know that because I've got connections.
Yeah. Does Rocknar never miss one? No, he missed one.
Yeah, Rocknar
misses
them.
He does miss
them
now that his economic circumstances have changed. Yes. But he's not doing too poorly.
Susie's always there, yeah?
I'll be there, and I'll be there.
Has been the past couple of
times. In my camper, I'll be there with the 80 other people that'll be there.
Nice.
Camper, really?
Camper. Yeah, will be a
I'm
nice
driving my camper back. There.
Yeah.
My truck, camper.
Oh, that tastes.
All the way across the country.
Really?
Stopping along the way to camp on BLM land. And
I was just thinking about that.
Looking
some years
for free
ago,
dump stations for my camper dump.
In 1995, I just started driving. And the first, the second night, actually, the first night was in, drove all the way to Flagstaff to Rick's house. And then from there, I actually drove a short distance. I got to the end of New Mexico, and I couldn't go any farther because it was so beautiful. And then the line in the dirt here, and then there's Texas, and it's not beautiful. And so at that point. And I stopped there that night a little bit early and found a little old graveyard and camped in it, overlooking the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Way down there was 40.
Do you know
so
what a lot of these small towns that are off, that are on old U.S. highways but off the mainstream?
Yeah.
One of the things that they still have a little town center, one of the things that has been growing in popularity is they attract RVers to their town to spend whatever
sure.
money they'll spend there.
Yeah, yeah.
They attract them because they have these little town areas that they'll, like a city park or something, they'll put like dump station, free dump stations, free hookups.
I can hear you breathing, caller.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Out there for people to
that
can just come in, stay for free, and then leave.
Is it, yeah.
And get gas or whatever else
it's
they're going to buy
like
there.
It's sort of like the way that people have been using parking lots.
Yeah.
And for the last few years, and then the parking lots have tightened up. But that's great because, like you say, the money comes in. They have kind of a safety and numbers thing going on.
And it's a real cheap thing they can do.
That's
I mean,
cool.
there's a little bit of electricity, a little bit of sewage, and a little bit of Wi-Fi, you know?
Like that town that you and I stopped in Nevada to get fuel. Remember that? And I just remember pulling out $2 to buy a popsicle. And she looked at me and said, 48 cents or something.
Yeah.
A lot of similar stuff like that.
Gabs. Gabs, Nevada.
Yeah.
And
no birds welcome.
48 cents. Yeah, we could buy two. And did you notice that they were like starting to melt? Like the refrigerator there was just barely cold enough to keep the ice cream from melting.
But and the best moment was
so hot.
I started pumping gas from the old pump that you had to watch. There wasn't any shut off or anything. You had to look at it and stop it, you know, at your money thing.
Yeah.
And then I suddenly realized I didn't have any cash on me. And Philo walked up, you know, totally unrelated to this. The woman standing next to me, I just turned to the stranger and say, "Can I borrow some money?" And he, "Yeah, okay, here." He just handed me some money.
She looked at me like, "Wow, what a benevolent soul!"
It's yes,
a stranger
great,
just walks
a great
up to
man
him
and had no
yes,
idea
he's paying
that we were connected. And they were the
but that's the way I really am in real life too.
That's true.
Know?
Yeah, and I was thinking how great it was to. That little town was just, that would be a place where I would love to do exactly what you're talking about. Stop. Those are wonderful people to be around until you start talking about abortion and religion and taxes and politicians.
That's
and
why your mom told you never talk about that stuff around people.
That's right. Be nice.
There was a reason that you weren't supposed to talk about politics and taxes and religion and stuff.
And religion.
Yeah.
Because there's X Day, St. Stupid's Day, Burning Man.
Stuff.
And people don't want to hear about what kind of fairies and trolls you believe in and who you pay your money down to keep your sins low.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of stuff people just don't
They don't want to hear. Oh, well, they don't want
They don't want to know what kind of stone you pray to.
Speaking of which, we need to, you know, all three of us need to get out to that place in Colma on a weekend where you were with us, right? We saw the three chair place.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've got the little head, and I was thinking, remember the altar-like structure in front of the chairs?
Yeah.
Make a little thing, have the Arnold Palmer, the stupid one I've got there. And I want to get a shot of us in those chairs. What I really wish I could get is Stang and you two in those chairs. So sometime when he's out here, we got to race out there. It's got to be on a weekend because the weekdays, they're totally busy.
Stang is coming out.
Yeah, cool. So we need to drag him
He's
out.
He's coming out in his travel van. He and Princess Wee are going to drive out.
What month is that going to be?
They haven't got it nailed down yet, but they're going to take like a month or 2 months.
Because they live in months of Saturdays now.
Drive across the country. And
that's so neat. Man, everybody's driving across country. I want to drive across country.
You got to drive across country,
man.
She doesn't have to work anymore. She's
going road trip.
You're going to fly out there?
Reunion.
Take the train.
Oh, no, that's to X Day. Take
the
train.
Next time, take the train.
I'll show you that trip I mapped out where you take the train from Martinez, California to Erie, Pennsylvania.
How long? 4 days?
No, it's not that. It's like, it's 3 days, I think.
Not five.
And you go through Chicago, and then in Chicago, you go to Erie.
Yeah, yeah.
When you get to Erie, you rent a car, and it's 70 miles or less to Sherman from there in a rental car.
Wow.
And you take, you get the rental car for a week, so you get it for like $200 for the week.
Right.
And then you can do the drunk drum and driving thing all during X Day.
Yeah.
Where you just drive around the X Day compound while you just get drunker and drunker, and nobody
really
can stop
like
you.
A scale model.
Nobody can
your,
stop you.
Your truck. And just have like a picture of X Day, and the truck's going, yeah.
But the truck won't be driving around.
No, the truck will be parked. Exactly. That's what I mean, a scale model. That's what I mean.
Yeah, a scale model of
the
truck.
To emphasize how the truck would live if it could, if it were free to really live.
Maybe I'll just rent a car when I get there so I can do it, and then park the truck so it stays safe.
Yeah.
As long as I don't drive the car into the truck.
What? Does it? Be on the alert for anything like that that wants to happen.
Did you say pee on the alert?
He did.
I thought he did.
The automatic word filter took it out.
Yeah.
And it said Aunt B was, well, that's what people at home
Oh,
heard.
Dr. Hal, I wanted to tell you, I found the whole Aunt B collection. I've got them all now. This huge, huge Aunt B.
Aunt B.
Aunt Bertha.
Oh, Aunt
but the
Bertha.
Color Aunt B on a couple of
Auntie
those.
Auntie B. Yes, you have it. So
yeah,
you've been
I have
listening
it.
To those.
Yes, they're great.
Destructive like, to your sanity, but...
The Sting of Death is so wonderful.
The Sting of Death is great, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to bring those for the show.
The
Maybe we
Sting
should have
of
an,
Death.
We should have the best of Aunt Bertha on the show sometime.
That's
Gosh.
Right.
We could do that now.
Do I tell him now or later?
Well,
tell me now. Don't break my
He's
heart
yeah.
after I get it all built
up.
No, it's just that we should have an Aunt Bertha festival, comma, again.
Again. Damn.
Again.
Why can't we just be original for
what
a
I'd
change?
What I'd like to do is make videos for all those.
Have we had a tire festival, though? We haven't done that.
No. Make we need to go through all the Aunt Bertha. Are they owned
weenie?
By somebody?
We hadn't had a weenie festival.
Well, are they owned by somebody?
Philo has them, I guess.
Yeah. No, are they owned by somebody?
Well, that's the question.
No, they're
the
public domain.
Bible
yeah,
hours.
I got them free off of the 365-day project.
Aunt Bertha, yeah, there was
Found
an Aunt Bertha
there.
Institute for a while that owned them. So.
If you go to otisfodder.com, you can
like
check out the 365-day project from 2003 and 2007 are both out there. A lot of that stuff is stored on ubu.web and some of it on wfmu.org. But in any case, this is going to otisfodder.com is a handy way to get a link to some of those great, great downloads of some of the most obscure, weird stuff you can find.
Do I see Spy? No.
No, why not?
Because she's all sneaky.
How come she's not looking through the camera at
exactly,
you?
Exactly, going, hey, how do we get in?
Is she out there?
No.
No, she felt sick at the last moment. That's why she didn't come.
So, yeah.
Was she going to come tonight?
Anybody who thinks about
she
the show feels sick at the last moment. I feel sick.
It's hard. I remember when I used to wake up at this time a long time ago, it used to make me a little nauseous.
Yeah, yeah. You just feel sick. And thinking that you would have to go on the air and talk.
And you have to be awake for like 2 or 3 hours in a row.
And drink caffeine.
Drink caffeine and talk.
Well, in her case, she'd have to
glib.
Bring her four-year-old and put him on the microphone.
That's awfully complicated. Yeah. I was just recently listening again to the early show. Like 2-3 years into the show, we had a real baby on us back when Bob Nelson was... Bob, he listened going through his many baby sound effects really fast. And
he'd always play a crying baby.
So we had a real baby on, and we almost wet our pants. It was so the whole show was us laughing. So
do you remember the 5-hour show we had with Ivan Stang, and we brought Lily, and she jammed
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's long stretches of a little organ playing, and it's just her
it's
playing
really,
when she's like 1 year old.
Yeah, that's a great show, and there's some pictures of that.
And she's just there playing along until she falls asleep. She played for like an hour on like a 6-key or 8-key keyboard.
Yeah.
A 1-year-old child knew with the headphones on, she instantly knew what she was supposed to do. We plugged her into the board with her keyboard. She sat there for an hour.
Whoa.
Like a 1-year-old kid.
It's hyper realistic, man.
What's that, Remnant Chimp stuff?
1 hour for a one-year-old is a day in their time.
Yeah.
They have more adjustability.
That's like forever. That's totally forever. They actually mature a little bit more in that time frame, you
like
know.
In 1 hour? Apples.
In 1 hour is enough time for a kid that age to actually get a little bit older.
Oh, there they go.
Whereas for us, an hour is just, you know, we don't actually get older in an hour. It takes more like 2 or 3 hours for us to get older.
See, an hour is a significant portion of a kid's life to
yeah,
a date.
True.
Yeah. For us, an hour is like an infinitesimally small amount of aging.
How small?
A picosecond.
Yeah, it's like a picosecond. There you go. See, he's backing me
or
up.
Or a femtosecond.
Thanks, Chips. Chimp Stop. I appreciate you backing me up. You got my back there, man.
Time just runs on faster and faster.
Yeah.
Whoa, stop, time, stop.
Yeah, as a percentage of your diminishing inventory at the young age that you were, you can think of it as a huge, huge, huge amount. But then now, that inventory, you can actually see the other side of the warehouse room. When you were a child and you'd look in that room, it was just packed to the top with remaining inventory. Time units.
But it's getting all used up.
It's getting all used up. You can actually see the window on the other side of the empty warehouse room now, and just these
and the brick wall.
Few time units left strewn about haphazardly. That's your life. That's the rest of your life. There's like one little stack over there that's still neatly stacked. The rest of it's just kicked around and half used and gray. A lot of it's gray. It's supposed to be bright green, and it's gray.
Today is the worst day of the mess of your life.
Yes, it is. Today is the worst day of your messed up, horrible, predetermined existence. But it's also the best day of the rest of your life.
That's right. Let's have a little positive optimism here.
And just another day.
Color anyone? Get out of that black and white humdrum world. Step up to full
Why
color.
So glum, my dear old chum? You look like a baboon. So get a grin upon your chin like that upon the moon.
You say color? Sure, but which one? Here they are, 9 of the glowing colors you may select.
I mean, like Freudian Guilt, Original Cinnamon, all that kind of thing. Razzle Dazzle Raspberry, whatever. All marketing, pointless, foolish.
27% selected Light Sky Blue. While 22% selected
Raspberry wasn't very
Mauve.
Mauve? Come in here and look at these swatches.
And 12% selected that beautiful, dripping pink.
They just couldn't handle it. They just picked the first color that they saw.
Help me!
Then they had to
Get
live with
me
it.
Out of here!
For years and years in their living room. A color they didn't want in the first place. Oppressive.
That'll really kick back your golf score.
Well, you know, so what? You just can't miss with Italian Swiss. Italian Swiss colony.
You know what I wish I had? I wish I had a chaise lounge.
A divan, eh?
A divan right here on the show so I could lie down.
Thank you.
So I could lay this package down while I lie my body. While I lie down.
Well, you could lay
my body
down.
I could lay my body down while lying down on the couch. And then I could tell a big lie.
Lying down on the job is worse than
it would be a creative lie.
Well, naturally.
And what better position to lie from than while lying down?
Down, of course. Because once one is down, one can no longer fall.
When you're down and your lie can only go up, and that's a good way for lies to go. But when you're up, your lie can also go down, and that's bad. That's bad. That's bad.
Down,
that's really bad.
Like Elizabeth, whatever her name is,
you sees your lie.
She makes all the cars crash at Columbus.
When she sees your life,
your lie.
Yeah, no, when she sees your lie.
What's her
when
name?
When she sees your lie, it makes
bedazzled.
Elizabeth the car crash.
Hurley. Yeah, Elizabeth Hurley.
Hurley. Yes. When she's the devil.
Yeah.
And then she's trying to
shwing.
She makes all the cars crash at Columbus and not Broadway, but Blanco.
How does she do this?
With her
she's demonstrating
ability.
Yeah, her.
She's got swing ability.
I like the old Bedazzle a bit better. The British version of Peter Cook as the devil, but you know they're both very funny. It has more funny
That's
lines.
That's absolutely
but
wild, devil's, wacky, wonderful
describing,
way.
Describing what he does and how he does it. He's always snapping his fingers and calls these old ladies grocery bags and bust and hooking up wires so that people get the wrong phone calls and their lives are ruined. And
still telling the truth after all these years.
Sort of like the Screwworm Tapes show. You know, the old devil-y guy explaining himself. I love those. You know, he's the devil. Is what I do and why I do it.
Still psychedelic and hippified after all these years.
You get the super gold illustrated
evidence
show. Scribes work for years and years and years to make a pretty picture of the devil, or the gods, or the saints, or the rules, or the city, or the guilds, or the...
Still getting pictures of the devil here.
Yes,
live on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Post them or classified.
You buy the camera and the devil pictures are already on the card. There's nothing you can do.
You take a picture of the devil in a card, you can't take it off of there. It goes forever. It's just stuck on that card. You can't erase it.
Yep.
It was said by the medieval authorities.
All the silver dollars in the world stacked a mile high.
I got a bunch of them.
Can't get the...
Phew.
They said that in hell...
I was in a trance
one
there.
Of the
I
worst
thought I was...
Torments was the sight of the demons themselves.
Yeah, the demon's buttocks is the only thing you can look at, and it's the most horrible thing.
Now, this may seem some sort of poetic fancy or an exaggeration, but in fact, the sight of the demon is the worst thing.
Yes, the demon's visage?
Yes.
So you have to look into the demon's eyes.
To the soul.
Right?
Yes. That would be the
if you don't
fault.
Gaze into the demon's eyes, if you only gaze into the demon's
just
buttocks, it's not
it.
Enough,
just
right?
Just to look at it in any case is enough to shrivel you.
Is that what happened to the famous people, the movie stars of the past? It was,
who knows? Maybe
who
it
have
only
sold their souls to
women
the devil.
Who thought they were going to Buenos Aires. Instead, they were going to hell.
You mean all of them?
Yes, actually, they all go there on ocean liners, thinking
they're going,
to Buenos Aires, but in fact, they arrive at hell shrieking, is this Buenos Aires? Well,
shrieking, is this Buenos Aires?
Yes.
While they pull their hair out and rend their clothing.
Sometimes their hair falls out.
They rend their clothing asunder.
They have no clothing.
They rend their...
They arrive in a state of... Undress.
Complete and utter nudity.
Yes,
not even a hair on their body is left.
Oh, no! It's very impolite.
They don't have any hair.
Sometimes
people that arrive in hell are hairless.
In hell.
No, you don't get any hair because that's adornment.
You,
plus, it burns off almost instantly because it's so hot there.
Well, you are given a... special ointment, but it causes hair to grow where hair should not grow. As I understand.
Hair that is burning.
It's been a long time. No,
Stang's been selling that stuff for years. And unfortunately, it really works.
Yellow jacket attractant, which was certainly a remarkable thing to use there. Certainly helped enforce Ivan Stang's.
And do the giant people still mud wrestle on a...
That's what turned their eyes real
piece
big.
Piece of slick plastic on the wet ground.
Well, yeah. I wasn't there. I was doing something else.
I've been
but
there.
I'm sure they do.
Well, not just the giant. The giant people are the ones that get filmed. But actually, the beautiful, beautiful people do that too. But they don't let them film them.
Oh, they actually,
the gorgeous, hot babes that ladder each other up,
sliding across,
and they wrestle
the
each
oil.
Other.
On the something Facebook, whatever,
and they slide on each other's bellies.
Saying, I'm coming next.
Yes, and ready to catch them if they go
the
spinning out of the ring.
Yeah, that's my job there. Is I got to catch the naked, hot. I may not have that job this time around because in the past I wasn't married. And
But you're married to your duty.
Yes, I am. And spinning the naked bimbos is a part of my duty.
Yes,
part of the overman.
That's why they call me Spinneroo.
If you're not, Legume will probably be there to fill
spin.
It.
Or I can hire a lackey to spin for me.
Yes, all sorts of possibilities.
I can let the lackey rub my feet for the privilege of spinning for me.
It sure is great to have somebody rub your feet
on their bits.
Because I like to keep all the minions in line when I'm there. It shows, proves the great cult leader I am.
Exactly. That's what this whole thing is about.
Yeah, it's about being a cult leader and being an example to all your minions about what they can be when they grow up.
Glorify Philo.
How they can be a minion leader too. If you don't have a minion, at least one minion.
I have one now.
You good? Good for you. See, that's the start. You can't start your own cult. You can't a minion of one. Although you can be your own minion, it is allowed.
How about henchmen?
We let that happen. You can be your own minion or your own henchman.
Minions are all very well, but you need somebody who can actually execute, and that would be a henchman.
But it is proof that you can attract more henchmen and more minions if you actually have multiple henchmen and minions.
Minions come out of the woodwork.
They attach each other.
Henchmen are harder to come by and more valuable assets.
So. Yeah, they are a much more valuable asset, and they're not nearly as prolific. They don't reproduce as fast. Your henchmen are generally of the ugly persuasion, and
they
takes a lot to get them to reproduce,
they
but they are very devoted.
That's interesting that you should mention that. They're devoted to their work, which fortunately is what you want.
It's the goon squad activities that you need to have performed by various dependable goons. You need a dependable goon in your henchman squad.
Well, that's always hired goons.
Hired goons, but if you can have just a faithful goon, a loyal, faithful goon.
Who doesn't lose the P.O. box.
A loyal, faithful goon is worth like 20 minions.
I've always thought easily.
So. You can have 20 minions that are just a pain in your butt, but you can have one loyal, faithful goon that can carry you a long way in
just
the cult
look at
business.
What happened with King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table.
If necessary, they'll do it. That's how loyal they are.
Yep.
They don't care. They love you. That's
in
all it's about. It's about the love they
there
have.
There must be division of labor.
They have that love before they have the loyalty even. Then the admiration. The love, the admiration begets the loyalty.
The loyalty.
Onan knows about that. He's a leader.
The devotion. And the motorcade sale.
The loyalty.
Yeah.
The love.
Yes. Loyal is important.
People try to stop the love, but not here on the show. We try to promote that. We're all about the love and the harmony amongst all people, amongst all races, across the world, across all species, across all the seven sexes.
Yeah.
We believe
that's quite a lot.
We believe that all seven and all 12 can come together in an harmonious amalgamation of complete diversity.
My right arm went to sleep.
An amalgamation of... Yeah, you noticed, huh? There's that nose. And it's pinned against the tethering microphone. The one that keeps us whole. Keeps us straight. Keeps us from falling over. And from time to time.
A prop, you mean, or a crutch? It's true. It's like
I'm jealous of that
tree that guides us.
You know, I think about an analogous time to when you're doing that, Dr. Howe, and it happens to me sometimes when I've been on a long trip and I'm driving, and I'm like, I'm so sleepy, I don't want to stop. There's no way I'm going to stop, but I'm almost falling asleep while I'm driving.
You shouldn't be driving if you're going to be falling.
But I can't make myself stop, so I keep going. So I think to myself, I'm just going
to
rest one eye and drive with the other eye.
Oh, that doesn't work.
And so for a while, I drive along with one eye closed.
Sure, and you're pretty that way.
The longer that happens, the other eye gets sleepier. And
naturally,
little by little,
it's doing the work of two.
It starts going closed, too.
And the next thing you know, you're rumbling off the road.
And then you hit the things on the road that go...
Bots, dots.
That squeaking sound, hear it?
That's your EKG. You're in the hospital.
You're hooked up to an EKG while you're driving.
I move the story up a little faster than what he's talking about because it's
getting close to the end.
Unlock the soundtrack from the music.
We'll skip to chapter 6, because those other three chapters are...
You woke up, you're in the hospital.
Okay, this is
an organ.
Now I'm in the hospital.
Do you want
and my brother comes
someone
in,
to come and redo the last
because he's got that real estate already and doesn't understand what I'm doing there. And as the machines start kicking in,
the control units start dancing
with the nurses.
Yeah, and all the
we
strobe
have to
lights start
somehow going. Interweave these two, what seem like completely disjointed stories into a contiguous whole.
Yes, that's
and the barrier between the two is like that interstitial vortices where the fairies dance, and they
I was thinking too. Yeah,
one way or the other.
And they lead you on to a night spent with them, and then when you come back, it's 20 years later.
It's 20 years later, and you don't know why. You're just real thirsty, and all you can think about is drinking some more of that. What did he drink? He drank some of that.
Mushroom wine of some kind.
I've had that.
See, they forget about that part of that story where he actually drank a potion.
He was just supposed to serve it to them, but he was curious about it. So he drank some himself, and he passed out.
For 20 years.
20 years.
Man, Washington Irving, he was an interesting...
That's also incredibly beautifully written.
Yes, it's a wonderful story.
Every word in it is
just gorgeous. We hold those words up to other words, and they're the most beautiful words that we've ever seen.
They're not politically correct by modern
standards.
No. As they refer to minorities.
Are you saying that not politically correct words can still have a beauty, even in this politically correct world?
For example, in Rip Van Winkle, in the postscript of Washington Irving,
Donald the Nut came out with St. Paul.
The spirits were ruled by an old squaw.
And all of the women were dressed as if they were in the 12th century.
Something nice
and they're
to
walking
say.
Around.
Oh, really? Didn't Indians call their wives squaws?
Clothes caught on.
Didn't Indians refer to their wives as squaws? Or American?
They did not.
What's the etymology of the word squaw?
400 year old. I don't know. It might actually come from
the other room.
What is it? It's a verb. Squaw is a verb.
There were not sites.
It's not a nice word.
Not a nice human word. Body but, was you know, so what? The novel, the story itself is well worth it.
In age, we like to censor any words that make us feel bad.
Well, the Theremin Station was my favorite. It's out in the middle of the Bramble.
Yeah, I'd like to censor Theremin Station.
You wouldn't want to. No.
The 12th century ladies negotiate the Brambles. Was
science fictional
I've got
music.
Some of that on tape. Yeah, finding
station. A station or another. One station. But regardless of that, next week we'll be showing you the Illustrated Sex Facts. It's this giant book with hundreds of pictures. And we'll be describing these pictures over the air to you.
Young couple goes through the motions for slavery.
Many in lifelike color.
Pulsating.
This color is so lifelike that it will make you think it's real. Available in this country for the first time. Here's a partial list of the 62 big chapters that each is like a book into itself. You can take these chapters apart and use them like books.
Ask your doctor if this is right for you.
Send no money. But there will be techniques that bring... this is small type, so I'm having difficulty actually seeing it here. But I'm going
to
try my best. Techniques that bring supreme joy to the sex act
need not close.
For male and female.
The gates of roses and enter. And
number two.
Once again... rejoice in the fields of youth.
It talks about sex hygiene.
All you have to do is...
something Dr. Howe will talk about next week.
To the head of the class in my course in success and sex in real estate. But
only
no
2 minutes
time
left
for that
show.
Now.
No time for that.
If you guys are actually breathing...
But thanks for listening this week on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
We appreciate your patronage and we're interested in your feedback. And
creeping up on.
Make sure you put your speaker on its holder as you leave the theater.
Oh, there's the party of the rocket ship. Well, that's probably a...
extinguish your lamp.
A private party.
The screen will not...
so much going on in this city.
Don't drive off with the cord still attached to your car.
Don't toss and turn all night with spiders in your hair.
Don't play that piano so hard.
Don't go in the basement.
Banging on the keys like that.
Don't go in the woods.
Turn off.
Okay, yeah, see you in hell.
Don't look in the basement.
See, the end of the show is a kind of hell.
It is. It's hell for some people because this is when they enter hell until next week at this time.
Yep.
2 hours earlier than this.
Don't do it.
When fabulous feats of human power, the screen has never shown before, and spectacles of massive might beyond any ever known before will be yours.
And we're tuned into the loud of the screen
all over again.
So take a deep breath. You have to hold your breath in the next 7 days. And at the end, there we go. I'll
be back.
Driving the show off.
And you'll see us.
Show off. Yes, the show must go off.
Show off.
And does it smack into us?